That latest pandemic relief package from Washington includes nearly $2 billion in federal funds for Hawaii. That may sound like an impressive headline figure, but it actually may not go very far. That's a story Nick Grube has today at Honolulu Civil Beat, and he joins us on his New Year's Eve afternoon from Washington. Nick, thanks for joining us. Happy nearly New Year. And you write that this package has fallen short of expectations for Hawaii's political leaders.
Hi, Bill. Happy New Year to you as well, and thanks for having me on. Yeah, I think that this package is something that is looked at as necessary, but still not enough. Now, Congress, of course, struggled mightily to pass a new relief package after the CARES Act. Of course, the November election sort of jumped in the way of that, and there was a lot of politicking between Democrats and Republicans, especially as President Donald Trump tried to win a second term in the White House. Now, at the end of the day, I think that most politicians here in Washington understood that financial relief was necessary, and they finally did come to an agreement on a $900 billion spending package, which is about a third of what Democrats had in the House had initially proposed. They had proposed a $3 trillion deal. Now, this $900 billion, of course, does include a lot of money for the state of Hawaii. And Senator Brian Schatz, who sits on the Appropriations Committee, he estimated that about $2 billion will be coming into the state. Now, of course, that sounds like a lot. He does expect the state to get more. But at the same time, there are concerns that it's just not going to go far enough. For instance, Hawaii Governor David Ige has said that the new stimulus will at least hold off furloughs of state workers until at least July, because there is going to be a few hundred million, $200 million for the Department of Education and $150 million to help with testing and contact tracing of the coronavirus, which will sort of offset some of the loss of revenue over this time. But again, even Ige says, thanks, still not enough, we need more.
You know, and one of the phrases that you hear certainly from the President-elect Biden, Vice President-elect Harris coming in, is the phrase down payment, that more is going to be expected. And, of course, that flows through the politics of the Senate and right now flows through the politics of that Georgia race.
That's correct. Just when we thought that election season was over, bam, we get hit with the Georgia election next week, which will determine control of the United States Senate. Now, if Democrats can pull off wins in both races, they will hold a slim, slim majority with Harrison's tiebreaker in 2021. Now, if that should happen, they will have a lot more leeway in terms of pushing through lots of legislation, including a potentially more robust relief package. Now, if that doesn't happen, there's going to have to be a lot more bipartisan negotiation. Republican Mitch McConnell will still be the majority leader, of course. And as we've seen with him in his time in power, he doesn't tend to give too much to the Democrats. But at the same time, everybody does, I think, still understand that more money is needed in the coming year, at least.
You know, you write as well in terms of ticking off some of the big items that are covered. You mentioned the vaccine distribution and also the idea that as this goes ahead, there might be more because of the challenges of neighbor islands in particular on this.
That's right. Now, this particular relief package does include $35 million for Hawaii for vaccine distribution. But when I talked to Senator Schatz about it yesterday, he had said that there's another pot of money that Hawaii will have access to that will help to deal with some of the unique challenges of actually getting the vaccine to where it needs to go in an island state, such a especially when you're talking about a vaccine that needs refrigeration and that needs to hop between islands and into remote areas. So the state should be able to get access to even more money to help with that.
And we will keep an eye on that development and on other money developments, and including those flowing through Washington. Nick, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Bill. I appreciate it.
You bet. Nick Grube with today's reality check. You can read his story online at civilbeat.org.